Ever listen to a podcast and wonder what's really going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, like what are they not telling us?
Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today.
Oh, this is going to be juicy.
We're uncovering the drama behind one of the most popular retro gaming podcasts, Retro Gaming Roundup.
Retro Gaming Roundup. I used to listen to those guys all the time.
And you're in for a treat because we've got our hands on Mike James's biography, Smoke and Mirrors.
No way. He finally spilled the tea.
Oh, he spilled it all. All right. Especially in Chapter 10, the podcast years part 3, Surf Dogs.
Okay, Surf Dogs. You got to give me some context here.
I'll get there, trust me.
All right, I'm hooked.
So, Retro Gaming Roundup, right? Three main hosts, Mike Kennedy, a.k.a. SoCal Mike, Scott from the East Coast, and our British friend, UK Mike.
Sounds like a dream team for any retro gaming fan.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But, according to James, things weren't always sunshine and pixels behind the scenes.
Oh, I can already sense the drama brewing.
It gets pretty intense.
Play it on me.
So the book really digs into how Mike Kennedy's focus started to shift as he got more and more involved with other projects, like Retro Magazine.
Ah, the classic case of spreading yourself too thin.
Exactly. And that's when those first cracks started to show.
It's tough when you're juggling multiple commitments. Priorities can get a little, shall we say, muddled.
Muddled is putting it mildly.
Okay, so how did it all go down? Spill the beans.
Well, picture this. Recordings are scheduled. The other two hosts, Scott and UK Mike, are ready to roll. And Mike's a no-show.
No way. Seriously.
Yeah, frequently missing recordings, especially those live news segments they were doing.
Ouch, that's got to hurt the team dynamic.
Yeah.
And it gets worse.
Worse? How could it get worse than leaving your co-hosts high and dry?
Well, when he did show up, he often wasn't exactly prepared.
Oh, no, not the dreaded winging it co-host.
The worst. He'd just show up and try to rely on quick Google searches and skimming Wikipedia.
Instead of actually, you know, researching the topics like he used to.
Exactly. And you can imagine how that went down with Scott, who was working night shifts and coming straight to record.
Talk about dedication.
And UK Mike juggling family and recording across time zones.
Those guys were committed.
Totally. And then you have Mike missing recordings to attend a Surf Dogs event.
Hold on, Surf Dogs? Like dogs?
Yeah.
Surfing.
You got it. Apparently it was a big deal for Mike and his partner.
Wow, just wow. Missing a recording commitment for surfing dogs.
It does make you question his priorities, doesn't it?
It's like a giant neon sign flashing, my interests are elsewhere.
Right. You'd think he was totally over a Retro Gaming Roundup with all this, wouldn't you?
You'd think so, right. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Now there's more.
Buckle up, because Mike's about to throw Retro Gaming Roundup under the bus. And not just any bus, a bus full of vintage Coleco cartridges. Mike joins another podcast.
Wait, what? Seriously?
Yeah, can you believe that? He's feeling overwhelmed with Retro Gaming Roundup, but he decides to jump on another podcasting gig.
That doesn't make sense.
It's a head-scratcher for sure, but this new podcast, it was called Colcovisions, and it had a pretty impressive lineup. Willie Culver, John Lester, Brett Weiss.
Wow, those are some big names in the retro gaming world.
Exactly, so it's not like he just joined some random small-time podcast.
So how does this tie back to Retro Gaming Roundup?
Well, it's through Colcovisions that Mike unknowingly reveals his true feelings about Retro Gaming Roundup.
Oh boy, here we go. This is where the drama really unfolds.
Big time. Now remember, this is all from Mike James's perspective, as told in his biography.
Right, so it's important to keep that in mind.
Absolutely. So according to the book, there's this audio leak from Colcovisions, and Mike, thinking he's off the air, starts bad-mouthing Retro Gaming Roundup. And let me tell you, he does not hold back.
Ouch. I bet Scott and UK Mike were thrilled to hear that.
Oh, they were less than pleased. He calls the show long in the tooth, criticizes the other hosts, and basically downplays his own contributions.
That's rough. It's one thing to feel burnt out, but it's another thing entirely to publicly trash the show and the people you work with.
And it gets worse.
Oh, there's more.
Remember how Mike was always bailing on those live news segments?
Yeah, he seemed to have a particular aversion to those.
Well, according to the leaked audio, he specifically criticizes the live news segments.
No way. Seriously.
Yep. He wanted them to clean up the humor, felt it was too off the cuff. You see, Mike was trying to build this professional image for himself, you know, with Retro Magazine and all.
Ah, so he was worried their humor was going to tarnish his new brand.
Bingo. He even admits that he wasn't putting much effort into Retro Gaming Roundup anymore.
So he's fine with slacking off and missing recordings to preserve his professional image, but he's also fine with trashing the show on another podcast. Talk about a double standard.
It's pretty mind-boggling when you think about it.
So what happens next? Do Scott and UK Mike confront Mike about this leaked audio? I bet they did. So what happened? Was it awkward?
You better believe it was awkward. But Scott and UK Mike, to their credit, they tried to handle it professionally.
So they didn't call him out on air?
No, no. They took the high road, at least at first.
So they had a little sit down with Mike?
They did. According to the book, they sat down with Mike and tried to talk some sense into him.
Trying to save the show.
Exactly. They even offered to bring in another host to lighten Mike's workload. You know, take some of the pressure off.
Wow, really? Even after all that, that's pretty generous of them.
It was a good offer. Mike could focus on those top 10 segments he supposedly enjoyed and let someone else handle the heavier stuff.
Sounds like they were trying to find a compromise.
They were, but you know what they say about the best laid plans?
Let me guess. It all went south. What happened? Another Surf Dogs incident?
You guessed it. Just days after this heart-to-heart, another Surf Dogs event pops up.
You're kidding me. Are you serious?
Dead serious. Recording time rolls around. Scott's there straight from a night shift. UK Mike's prepped and ready across the pond. But Mike, nowhere to be found.
Don't tell me. He bailed for Surf Dogs again.
And bingo! Didn't even call this time. Just a quick email about family comes first.
Wow, that's cold. After they tried to work things out, that's a slap in the face.
It was a total blindside, and that's when things came to a head. Scott and UK Mike had enough. They decided to address it on air.
No way. They called him out on the podcast.
They did. They apologized to the listeners for the drama, but you can tell they were furious. They held nothing back.
What did they say?
They called Mike out on his lack of commitment, his inconsistent behavior, and basically gave him an ultimatum.
What was the ultimatum?
Shape up or ship out. They told him he had to either fully commit to Retro Gaming Roundup or step down as co-host.
Wow. What a tough spot for Mike. So what did he choose?
He chose to walk away, which, depending on how you see it, could have been the best for everyone involved.
I mean, it sounds like he wasn't happy, and Scott and UK Mike deserved better.
Exactly. They poured their hearts and souls into that show, and they weren't going to let it go down with Mike's ship.
So what became of Retro Gaming Roundup? Did it survive Mike's departure?
It did. Scott and UK Mike carried the torch. They brought in Simon Butler and Mark Kaminsky as new co-hosts, and they kept the show going strong.
That's amazing. I'm happy to hear they were able to make it work. It's a testament to their dedication to the show and the retro gaming community.
It really is. And you know, it's even more interesting. Mike ended up joining yet another podcast shortly after leaving Retro Gaming Roundup.
Get out, seriously.
Seriously. He joined a show called Stalking the Retro, and guess what? He used it mainly as a platform to promote his other ventures, like Retro Magazine.
Of course he did. It's like poetry. It rhymes.
Right. Makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does. Mm. Well, there you have it, folks. The tale of Retro Gaming Roundup. A cautionary yet ultimately uplifting story about the complexities of collaboration, the importance of communication, and the enduring power of passion.
It's a good reminder for all of us, whether we're working on a podcast, a business venture, or even just a personal project with friends. Open communication and mutual respect are essential for any successful collaboration.
Couldn't agree more. So, next time you're listening to your favorite podcast, take a moment to appreciate the hard work and dedication that goes on behind the scenes. And if you're part of a team, remember the lessons of Retro Gaming Roundup. Communicate openly, respect each other's contributions, and don't be afraid to stand up for what you believe in. Until next time, game on.